Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to CBS News Roundup ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Trump Facebook ban lifted.
In their words, the risk has receded.
First grade shooting shakeup.
We do have to move in a new direction.
Successful separation surgery.
Back to normal babies. Can't wait to hold them both.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan. With the CBS World News Roundup, former President Donald Trump could start posting again soon on two major social media accounts. His Facebook and Instagram privileges were suspended after the Capitol attack, but now, as CBS's Robert Costa tells us, the parent company Meta says they'll be reinstated.
Nick Clegg, president of global affairs for Meta, said the former president would have to play by the rules, and there would be guardrails. But the social media company doesn't want to get in the way of open, public, and democratic debate.
The American people should hear from, including on our apps and services, from those who want to lead them.
In another interview, Clegg was pressed on the risk of political violence.
I'm not saying everything is perfect. No one is. But we're saying that if you compare it to the circumstances which led to his original suspension, we think the risk to public safety has materially and significantly receded.
But Trump hasn't demonstrated any significant changes in behavior since that ban, says Atlantic staff writer Charlie Warzel.
If you look at Donald Trump's conduct on his own platform, Truth Social, it is increasingly erratic.
Overseas, new stepped-up attacks in Ukraine by Russian forces hours after President Biden committed American tanks to Ukraine. The BBC's James Waterhouse is in Kyiv.
This is a continuation of a tactic by Moscow to take out Ukraine's infrastructure, to deprive people of power and energy. And it also coincides with this really significant declaration by both the US and Germany that it will supply modern tanks to Ukraine.
The school board in Newport News, Virginia, has voted to oust Superintendent George Parker weeks after a six-year-old boy shot and wounded a teacher in class. Board member Terry Best.
One of the things that a very intelligent person told me was when a leader loses the trust of those that follow them, that it's time for them to go.
Also, the school's assistant principal has resigned. The wounded teacher is suing the district, saying officials did not act on warnings hours before the gunfire. Now to South Carolina, CBS's Nikki Batiste is covering the murder trial of a prominent lawyer accused of killing his wife and one of his adult sons.
Appearing calm and confident, Alex Murdoch listened closely as the lead prosecutor called the crimes a perfect storm of desperation.
A key piece of forensic evidence that you're going to hear in this case is the cell phone note.
He told the jury cell phone evidence places Murdoch at the family's estate within minutes of when his wife Maggie and 22-year-old son Paul were shot to death at close range. The prosecution also argued that bullet casings found by Maggie's body match a firearm Murdoch owned, which is now missing.
It was a family weapon that killed Maggie Murdoch.
The defense fired back.
He didn't do it. He didn't kill Butcher, his son and wife.
Murdoch's lawyer, Dick Harpootlian, says there's zero evidence his client committed the murders.
They decided that night he did it.
Vice President Harris went to the memorial for 11 shooting victims in Monterey Park, California, and called for Congress to act on tougher gun laws.
Can they do something? Yes. Should they do something? Yes. Will they do something? That is where we all must speak up and speak to our elected representatives.
Police say the 72-year-old gunman had no known connection with the victims, and a motive is still not clear.
This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
The deadliest day in years in the West Bank. Palestinian health officials say 9 people were killed during an Israeli raid.
Palestinians said that among the dead in the Israeli raid on the Jenin refugee camp was a 60-year-old woman. The Israeli army said it entered the camp to arrest 3 members of a militant group who were apparently planning a terrorist attack. When the soldiers tried to arrest the Palestinians, fierce clashes broke out. Linda Gradstein for CBS News, Jerusalem.
IBM is cutting 3,900 jobs, about 1% of the workforce. Dow says it's cutting 2,000 positions, 5% of its global staff. As questions swirl about Republican Congressman George Santos's background and the money that helped get him elected, comes word that his campaign treasurer approved 37 charges of $199.99, just below the threshold that requires an invoice or receipt. Adav Noti of the Campaign Legal Center.
The quantity of transactions just under the receipt threshold is unprecedented.
Santos claims to have a new treasurer now, but that person denies taking the job. A big reveal at a hospital in Fort Worth, Texas, after 11 hours of surgery on conjoined twins.
You have 2 babies on 2 separate beds.
Dr. Mary Lynch is part of the team that's watching them closely.
Our hope is for them to continue to grow and develop normally as 2 individuals, but I have a feeling there will still be some sibling rivalry. Jamie has always been my feisty girl. Amy a little more laid back.
The government reports a record 16.3 million Obamacare signups for this year. 3 million are new members. The FDA has proposed new limits on levels of lead in processed baby food. The measures could cut exposure by as much as 27%. NASA says an asteroid that's the size of a delivery truck will whiz past Earth tonight. CBS's Deborah Rodriguez.
Not to worry, it'll be 2,200 miles away over the southern tip of South America, but that's still 10 times closer than some communication satellites, and one of the closest approaches ever recorded.
Well, there was an unwelcome close encounter at last night's college basketball game between Loyola Chicago and Duquesne. An oblivious food delivery person walked right onto the court during the action.
Looking for an Uber Eats delivery or something? There is carrying some McDonald's.
Oh, this has to be one of the all-time greats.
I'm actually not kidding.
No, this is the truth.
I think that's what's happening.
The game was stopped. He vanished. Then a reporter later spotted him on the concourse level of the arena and tweeted that the delivery was completed.
Looking to instantly upgrade your Mother's Day gift from typical to meaningful? Shop Etsy. Get up to 30% off well-crafted and personalized gifts from participating shops until May 12th. This year, embrace your creative side. You know, the side your mom gave you. And shop Etsy for custom jewelry, style pieces, home decor, and extra special items she'll adore. Need something original and affordable for Mother's Day? Etsy has it. Shop until May 12th for up to 30% off gifts for mom. Terms apply.
A controversial rapper's travel wings may have been clipped.
Ye, formerly known as Kanye West, reportedly wants to visit the family of his new partner and rumored wife, Bianca Censori, in Melbourne, Australia next week. But not so fast, says the country's education minister, Jason Clare, who tells Australia's Nine Network he could be refused a visa due to recent anti-Semitic comments he's made.
Google it, you'll see that he seems like he's a pretty big fan of a person who killed 6 million Jewish people last century. People like that who've applied for visas to get into Australia in the past have been rejected.
Other top government officials have said Ye should not be granted a visa. Matt Piper, CBS News.
After M&M's backtracked on animated candy spokespeople, A&W Restaurants now says in a tongue-in-cheek statement it's putting pants on its sweater-wearing mascot bear, calling the lack of them polarizing. A tweet later confirmed it was a joke. That's the Roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News. If you like CBS News Roundup, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Are you ready for an all-new season of Survivor? You better be, because Survivor 46 is here, and it's 90 minutes of twists and turns you don't want to miss. Better yet, after each episode, there's a brand new episode of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. Each week, we go behind the scenes of the episode's biggest moments, taking you into the how and the why things happened. And this season, we're very lucky to be joined by an expert, the winner of Survivor 45, Dee Valladares.
What is up? I'm thrilled to be joining this team and to be giving you my take on how and the why players made the moves they did, what it takes to outwit, outplay, and outlast, and to ask Jeff some questions, because even after 26 days out there, there is still a lot for me to uncover.
Bring it, D. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast, wherever you get your podcast.
Hi, it's Stephen Colbert, and I'm here to tell you about The Late Show Pod Show, which is the podcast of The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert, and I'm here with my producer of the podcast, Becca. Hi, Becca.
Hi, Stephen.
So what do people get when they listen to The Late Show Pod Show? Let's sell this thing.
The extended moments, for sure, because we run out of time for broadcast, but we have plenty of time on the podcast.
It's kind of like being a live audience member of the show, because you get things that no one else hears. Listen to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert wherever you get your podcasts.